Well, Lou, I have a question like this. Shito machto mai, what's going to be if the Edom sign 1.5 lines below? So, Toshima coming here. It says here, Chagas Edom Shnei Shitim Tosel. Only because they were away 2 lines. Or Shito machto kosher. Masha, if they're only away 1 sheet to 1 row and a half, then it's still kosher. But more, aim is safe to say, what does the safe to say? Sheet to achas kosher. If it was below 1 line, then it's kosher. Mashma shita achas uda kosher. Ha shita machta posel. Sechura elamiho lekla mashma mino. For me, you can't bring any proof to know clearly what's going to be the locha between 1 line and a half. So Gemara says, I call upon my heavier law. What is the maskana? What are we coming out from over here? So Toshima, the tiny we learned. Hirchakes Eidim Shnei Shitim in Aksav. If the Eidim first sign 2 lines below the star, Posel. Pochus Mikan, anytime it's less than 2 complete lines, Mashmah is only a line and a half, then kosher. So here you see clearly, a line and a half is still kosher. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? Let's say the Eidim on a few Eidim to sign on the star. Like we'll soon see, let's say the 2 Eidim, the kosher Eidim, signed below, and there was a few line space between the end of the star and the Eidim. So they wanted to fill it in already with Eidim. So Allah is these Eidim that are filled in, even if Nimsechemim, Korovai Postle, Tiskayim, Medus Bishar, even though these fillers, the Eidim that signed to fill in the 1 or 2 lines are Kroivim, are Kroivim, the Psulim Leedis, still recuse the bottom 2 Eidim. They don't pass on the bottom 2 Eidim. Because we don't really need them for Eidis. They're only there to fill up the space. And we're saying the Dugmaza Mesailel Lechiskiya, Zariah Techiskiya, the Yom Achiskiya, Maleyu B'Kroivim Kosher, that if you fill up a star, that there's some a few lines between where the star ends and where the kosher Eidim signed. If you fill it up with Eidim or Kroivim, so with Kroivim, still the star was kosher. And beyond the Tama, don't ask any big question here. How could that be? Sharei, because here, I mean, here we find the Dugmaza that Avir Sukkah Paisel Vishleisha. If you have just space in Yeschach, 3 Tvachim wide, that passes the Sukkah. But Schach Pasel. But let's say you have not just air space, but you have, let's say, metal up there, you have schach posel up there, then posel biyabo, then it only passes if you have 4 tefachim wide. But if you have 3.5 tefachim wide of metal, that does not passel the schach. So you see, if it's empty, it's posel. But if you fill it up, it could become kosher. Yeah, so that's a loch you see, even though if it's nothing's there, it's worse. If you put something there, even though it's psulim, it makes it better. Say Russell the Eidim, without any Eidim at all, it's like a puzzle. But now that you put some Eidim Sulam there, it covers up the blank 2 lines, therefore the star becomes kosher. Now the Gemara says, Yibud will have a question like this. Shnei Shitin Shamru. That's what it says, 2 Shitin, 2 lines left over. Apostle, Hain V'Yavirin.